Okay, what you're hearing may not be what you're used to hearing if you listen to opera. Obviously, opera is, for most of us, a traditionally Western art. We hear operas very often in Italian, very often in German, more recently in English, and also in French, but you may not be used to hearing it in this language. American opera singers are learning to sing in Chinese, and take it from one opera singer, that is not an easy proposition. Over the past decade, the Chinese government has spent millions on new opera houses, opera festivals, music education, and that investment has actually piqued the interest of classical music students here in the U.S. who are always looking for jobs. And in fact, in the United States, in the light of the Great Recession, many of the jobs here disappeared because the nonprofits and the opera houses have struggled. Joining us now, Hao Jiangtian, known to most of the opera world simply as Tian. Good morning. A well-known opera singer trained here in the United States, but you're the director of this program, I Sing Beijing, where you guys bring students both from the United States and from Europe to China to learn to sing in Chinese.
Yes, correct. And actually, the program was a one-month-long program, and 20 singers from 8 countries, but mainly from the States, went to Beijing to study Chinese as a new lyrical language and sing in Chinese.
All right. And I mentioned that it's really not very easy to sing in Chinese. Let me just qualify that before you get upset with me. That's partly because probably one of the easiest languages is Italian. All these big open vowels that forces your mouth to open up, right? That's not necessarily
correct,
the case.
Correct. But just imagine 28 years ago, I came here from Beijing to New York directly, and I only knew 4 English words. So I started.
What were they?
Zero. And hello, bye, thank you, oh no, something. I started, from there. So I had to study, of course, Italian, French, and German, and to sing operas. And so today, I think, why not give some chances, American singers, go to China to learn this language and sing in Chinese. Why not?
Well, let's learn from one of these kids why they would go to China to learn to sing in Chinese. Kurt Kanazawa is an opera student. You're a baritone.
Yes.
And you participated in the I Sing Beijing program.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult?
I guess you could say difficult. It was really really fun, if anything, and exhilarating to learn Chinese. The language takes a lot. We had 2 hours of Chinese language, just straight language coaching every day in a language class. And our teacher actually told us at the end of it, she said that what we learned in 2 weeks or in the first week, what we accomplished in the first week is more than any normal student would have accomplished in maybe 3 months, because there's something about, there are tones in Chinese that like e, 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 or e. Sorry, it's been a while.
And those all mean something different,
they all,
right?
They all mean something different, and they're all different intonations. And she thought that it was unusual that we could pick up on how this language sounds. And she thought maybe that's attributed more to us being singers and being able to pick up on those kind of foreign tones. Because when you speak Chinese, sometimes it sounds like they're singing, because they have their tones are changing, and it's you could even
give us an example. I mean, give us an example of something you would have had to sing.
We sang in singing, like in Italian, sometimes you lose some of the
consonants
and some of the way that the tones are shaped. And luckily, the composer did write most of the tones in the right pitches, so you could say like shang sha ta ta jiu shi tian. Right?
How's that pronunciation?
It's close,
there, Tian?
Close.
All right, we're there for 5 weeks, so
it's a little early, though. Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things that struck me about this is that one of the reasons students might be interested in doing this is because there's actually jobs in opera in China.
Well, yes. I mean, I want to give you one example, because in the last 4 or 5 years, and I have involved in singing or producing in 4 or 5 Chinese contemporary operas in the States. For example, at the Met, we did the first emperor, and the Domingo was played the title role.
Placido Domingo.
Yes, and I was a general one in it at the Met. So all the performances sold out, and the audience just loved it. And also in San Francisco, I was singing an opera called The Bone Setter's Daughter, and in Colorado, actually, we produced the opera. It's called Poetry By. So all of this, made me thinking. So why not? I mean, because it seems like Mandarin, it's a kind of a new lyrical language to Western singers, but I think they are very associated to learn and to sing with a new language, because for any opera singer, I think learning a new language is opening a window and opening a new, probably, direction, and why not? And also in China, for example, there are many and new theaters being built, and I think audience are ready for Western singers to sing there, and in Western standard repertoire, and as well as some Chinese, you know, contemporary operas.
As Tian, known to the opera world as Tian, opera singer, of course, and now the director of this iSing Beijing program, and Kurt Kanazawa participated in the iSing Beijing. Kurt, could you imagine going and living in China and making your living there as an opera singer?
I mean, if I get to eat Chinese food every day, I'd be pretty happy. It is a totally different kind of Chinese food, and I would, just for that, I would like, and also the there's an energy. They talk about this being the age of China, this century being the Chinese century. And whether or not it's true, there's a huge energy there and an excitement and interest in expanding their idea and place in the world. And somehow that's translating into opera, which is very fascinating.
So, it looks to you as though you could get a job there.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the opera houses opening there, the beautiful facilities that they're there, they're going to need singers to staff those houses one day. And because they are houses for Western opera. Not for Chinese opera, they're for Western, Italian, German, French opera.
Or so, Western style operas written in Chinese.
Exactly, precisely. Which is, and it's really exciting. Hopefully, we'll be there.
Young, articulate baritone, ready to take your gig and sing for you, Kurt Kanazawa, opera student, participant
one day
in the iSing Beijing program. And the founder of that program, Tian, opera singer, of course, himself, whom you can may have already seen at the Met. He's the director of the iSing Beijing program. Thanks to both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So happy to be here.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.